Chapter 8. The Secret is Revealed. We waited sadly a while, using our oars to hold our position. Our eyes were held to that spot where Wyatt and the box had disappeared. After a long time, we finally pulled away. Silence remained over us all for an hour. Finally, I volunteered a remark. "Captain, did you see how suddenly they sank? Was that not a very strange thing?" I asked. I had a small hope of him floating up onto the water when I saw him tie himself to the box and jump into the sea. "It was natural that they sank," replied the captain, "and so quickly. They will soon rise again, however, but not until the salt melts into the water." "The salt?" I cried out. "Be quiet," said the captain, pointing to the dead artist's wife and sisters. "We must talk of these things at some other time." We endured much on the sea and barely escaped the storm, but luck was our friend on the boat. After 4 days of extreme suffering, we landed safely. We reached the beach opposite Roanoke Island. Although we were now safe, we felt more dead than alive. The people on shore who brought us in did not treat us poorly. After a week, we were well enough to continue on to New York. One day, by chance, I met Captain Hardy on Broadway in New York City. It was about a month after the loss of the Independence. Our conversation naturally turned to the wreck. We especially talked about what had happened to poor Wyatt. It was then that I finally learned the truth about the oblong box. The artist had gotten passage for himself, his wife, his two sisters, and a servant. His wife was a lovely and successful woman. Yes, Wyatt had described her correctly. On the morning of June 14th, the day I first visited the ship, the lady suddenly fell sick and died. The young husband was wild with sadness from her death, but it was impossible for him to take his trip to New York at a later time. He had to take the dead body of his beloved wife to her mother. On the other hand, it would be very hard for him to do this publicly. Most passengers would refuse to board if they knew of the dead body. They would not want to be on the same ship with it. Captain Hardy had provided a solution. First, the body was preserved. It was packed in salt and put in a box that was the right size. Then it came on the ship as normal baggage. The lady's death was kept a secret. Everyone was expecting Mr. Wyatt to travel with his new wife. Thus, someone had to pretend to be his wife during the trip. Luckily, the dead wife's servant agreed to play the part of the wife. Since he already had the extra room for the servant, Wyatt decided to keep it. And in this room, the servant slept every night. But during the day, she did her best to act like Wyatt's wife. Before the trip, no one had met Wyatt's wife, so the other passengers easily believed the servant to be the wife. It was my mistake that I did not realize what had really happened. I was careless in my assumptions and my questions. I was too curious, and lately I cannot sleep well at night. There is a mad face that seems to watch me. I hear a wild laugh that seems to forever ring in my ears.